The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. God bless you for staying with us. We love and respect you listening to the show because we know that you want to make a difference and get this country back to where it should be. 906 on AM 970, The Answer, with Al and Joe and Debbie and you at 877-970-2999. We want to clear these 50,000 watts. We want to clear all the streaming around the country and around the world for Commissioner Ray Kelly. He is just a warrior and really a law enforcement legend, the longest serving commissioner of the NYPD in history, former commissioner of the U.S. Customs Service. And he's kind enough to join us this morning. Commissioner Ray, welcome back to the show, sir. Always awesome to have you with us.
Joe, always great to be with you. Thank you.
Well, we reach out to you in times when it gets tough because we are so pro-law enforcement. We so thank you for your service, Commissioner Kelly. How do you deal with this? How do you deal with, I mean, you're in charge and Officer Kim Potter takes out this young kid by accident. Your thoughts on this terrible tragedy, sir?
Yeah, normally I'd say let's wait till all the facts come in, but obviously we know all the facts. We know what happened. It was an egregious error. There's simply no excuse for it. Can't be tolerated in any way. I heard your show earlier talking about the difference between a weapon, a Glock, for instance, and a taser, obviously. Yes, much sir. Lighter in weight, taser, and, of course, bright yellow color. It's just so inexplicable as to how something like this it could happen. It's just one of those things that sort of underscores, to a certain extent, the complexity of policing these days, but even so, 26 years in the department, it's just totally and completely inexcusable in my mind.
What's upsetting for those of us who appreciate what you do and what you've done your whole career, Ray, is that they make it color, and that's the headline all morning long. Another black kid shot by a cop. It's like, why do they have to do the color thing when more white people are shot? And then they never get down to the facts that, well, if you don't resist arrest, chances are nothing will happen. I mean, that must really, I mean, I can't imagine being a cop today, Ray Kelly, in that regard.
Yeah, I think it's much more difficult now being a police officer than certainly any time in my experience or my memory. But it also underscores this trend of running away from the police, thinking that you can get away, you don't have to comply. This is, almost a relatively recent phenomena. You know, people would, when the cop tells you to get out of the car, you get out of the car. You know, it's just common sense. Yeah. But here we saw this young man think that he can get away and jumped in the car, and of course, a terrible tragedy. He should be alive, no question about it, but there is this trend that we see of willingness to resist the police, willingness to fight, and what this all leads to, unfortunately, all these restrictions that have been put on the police, like the city council of New York City has done some incredibly bad things. It just means that the police will do less. They will do less. They're human beings. They go,
absolutely.
Don't do a whole laundry list of things. Well, hey, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to take the proactive measures that have made New York City safe for many years. That's all been turned around now in a very short period of time.
So it's so true that the politicians are responsible, because it doesn't. If you're a casual observer of television and you're watching, and you're a kid, you know, in a city and then you see every single politician defunding the police, take away the police. It's always the police's fault. You're absolutely right. I mean, that's going to lead a kid like this to say, "Well, let me get in the car and just run." And now it's causing problem after problem. How do you correct that, yeah. Commissioner? I always said. And Ray, you've always been so good dealing in New York City. I don't know how you did it, man, because the city is tough. The politicians are tougher. And yet you still, are the longest serving commissioner. I say the Governor Cuomo, Mayor de Blasio, get out there with a sea of blue behind you. I was talking about it this morning, Ray, you know, and saying, I support these men and women. These are the folks that put their lives on the line for us every day. And they're our police officers, and I will stand by them, thick or thin. I mean, wouldn't that be a nice message to hear from some of these politicians?
You know, it certainly would. But here's what I'm concerned about. These politicians all want to be reelected. And this anti-police approach, I'm afraid, reflects a significant portion of their constituency. It used to be everybody wants to be safe. Everybody wants to be able to go home at night. But now, with all of these restrictions put on the police officers, I think, to a large measure, it reflects the thinking of their constituency. And that's what's really concerning. We always thought that, hey, you know, people were going to ultimately support safety. They want to be safe. Well, I'm not so certain. I think some people have made the determination that it's more important to restrict the police than to be concerned about their own safety. It's bizarre. But that looks like how it's developing, at least in my mind.
Yeah, and then President Biden, you know, he's got that Police Oversight Committee. And the second he starts this Justice and Policing Act, I mean, what does that tell the public? And how does it make the police feel, right, Commissioner?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you one thing. Nothing in these acts, nothing in what the House of Representatives passed has to do with reducing crime. It all has to do with somehow monitoring, limiting, handcuffing the police. That's what's really a concern, as I say. There's nobody talking about reducing crime. I don't see any strategies. I don't see any tactics that are being put in place. It's all about limiting what police officers can do. And guess what? That's what's happening. They're not taking the measures that were so successful in three decades in making New York City the safest big city in America.
It's amazing. We can't figure out what the politicians are thinking. And hopefully it gets better, but we don't know that it will. And this is another thing, Commissioner, before we let you go, sir, we appreciate your valuable time. What's it with the writing? I'm from the 60s, man. I'm old. You know what I'm going to tell you? I'm from the 60s, you know? And I remember, I remember, though, the unrest. But it was almost justified because it was for civil rights. And we understood it. And cities burned, and it was a touch of a terrible, terrible time. Now it just seems to be, oh, listen, if something is wrong you don't agree with, let's burn our city down. How do you get across to the community that this is the worst possible thing you could do? Because the politicians, the governor Waltz in Minnesota, another black man shot by a cop. Why would he say something? All you do is inflame the situation.
Right, exactly. You know, Rich Lowry just wrote a piece today. It's in the Post, and he says essentially the same thing. Why is this a reflexive response? Look at this shooting. It's a terrible, terrible error. You know, we know that it was wrong. There's nothing more to learn from it other than to take what happened and put it into training and to reinforce those sorts of things that are going to make cops safer, make people safer. But no, there's a reflexive response that they have to riot, they have to destroy the Nike store, they've got to go in and get a pair of sneakers or whatever. And it is like an automatic response that we see anytime a questionable event takes place. And there's nobody talking out against it. Nobody. Yeah, it's understandable. And, of course, it's always mostly peaceful. Yeah, you use words like that.
I know, but you're so objective, Commissioner. You understand the people in the community. You understand law enforcement. You understand the politicians, and you're making all the sense in the world. And it's we need people just to speak out and who are in positions of power. And before, again, Commissioner, we let you go. So Officer Kim Potter, she's fired. How would you deal with it? I mean, it's a tough question. I mean, do you let this gal, I think they just put her on leave already. I guess she's got to just plain step away, yes?
Yeah, I think with this incredible lack of judgment, I think you should never be on patrol again in an enforcement capacity. What the disciplinary actions are able to be carried out in Minnesota, I don't know, in this town. But clearly, I think she forfeited her right to be in an enforcement role. Maybe there's some other position for her, but this is a terrible, terrible, terrible error. Mistakes happen. We all make mistakes, but this one is totally inexcusable.
Yeah. Commissioner Ray Kelly, I tell you, we love you, Commissioner. Thank you so much for your service, and you're so kind to join us on the show. Can't wait to get out there, Ray. Soon enough, we'll be out there playing the drums together and hopefully, you know, at a good John Catsimatidis event. How's that sound, Commissioner?
Not bad. I hope so. That's great. Terrific. Thanks for having me, Joe.
Thank you, Commissioner. Thank you, sir. That's a great guy right there. What an asset to law enforcement. What a true American hero, Commissioner Ray Kelly. Again, sir, the longest-serving commissioner in the NYPD, right? A U.S. Customs Service. A lot of us hope he would just run the FBI. You know, I'm just saying. Wouldn't that be great, you know?
Yeah. But he makes sense.
Huh? Yeah, oh, he
makes sense.
You know what? He's a decent man. He's a tough guy. When you see Ray Kelly walk in the room, the one thing you think is, I would never mess with that guy. He's a tough guy, but he's a guy with a big heart, and he loves cops. He loves law enforcement, but he understands the community. God, right. We can't get people like that anymore.
What I don't understand is, why is it that people cannot understand the difference here between what happened to George Floyd and what happened to this kid? I mean, it's a simple thing. He didn't listen to law enforcement, this guy. They stopped him.
They
were going to arrest him because he had a warrant out for his arrest. Now, whether he knew he had a warrant out or not, it doesn't matter at that point. You have to allow yourself to be arrested. You cannot resist. The police officers are trained. If somebody is resisting, they're going to react to that. Now, what happened, like the commissioner said, a terrible mistake. She pulled her gun instead of her taser, and she shot the guy, and he ended up dying. That is a major mistake. She's going to pay the price for that, just like the family of this Dante kid is going to pay the price for it as well, unfortunately. But you have to listen to law enforcement. We've been saying this all along. The Eric Gardner thing is a perfect example. You have these people screaming, he was killed because he was killed. He died because he didn't listen to the police officers that day because he didn't want to be arrested again. A guy who had been arrested over 30 times, a guy who the business owners in that area of Staten Island did not want that guy standing there selling loose cigarettes. I don't care if you think it's a misdemeanor or not. The bottom line is they didn't want him there. It was a quality of life issue. I'm baffled by people who can defend these things. If the guy submitted and went to jail, he would have been alive today. Same thing in this instance.
Al fired up this morning, but it's true. But not to lose sight that we feel for the victims. And
absolutely.
Everybody feels for the victims. And we feel for Eric Gardner. We feel for this poor kid. Seemed like such a good kid, although he looked like he was going on the wrong side of the law, this right kid. However, you're right. You have to adhere to the law. And you don't need the politicians like Governor Waltz in Minnesota saying, another black person shot by a police officer. How dare the governor say that? And then you got this, and we'll move on. I know we're going to make way for Tom Homan coming up next. This is Tlaib, Rashida Tlaib. Go home. Gee, just go home. Get off the scene. Tlaib goes, she calls for no more policing or incarceration. I am convinced these people want the demise of the United States of America. That's all I can think of. Everybody that goes up against law enforcement, everybody said no more policing, no more incarceration. They want chaos and anarchy in the streets like what is happening now. We need leaders in the name of goodness gracious. When you vote, I say to my friends who are diehard you know, lefties and liberals. It's not like that anymore. There are no lefties. There are no liberals. It's all regressive socialists and anarchists and communists. The whole party has moved so far left. You can't vote independent. Be like me. Vote independent. If you don't like me, you don't agree with the Republicans, don't vote Republican. But leave the Democrats are not the Democrats anymore. And they're just making, they're causing this mayhem. And the blood is on the hands of politicians when they inflame the situation like that. I'm sorry. 20 after 9 o'clock, Tom Holman coming up. He is the man, and he's going to tell us about the border, what's going on down there. And problem with sending payments, yes, they're sending payments and buying commercials in Honduras. Don't come to America. Oh, my gosh, you can't make this up. 20 after 9, Debbie's on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Hi, Joe. Watch for ongoing fire department activity on Montauk Highway getting out through Lindenhurst. All lanes remain closed. Meadowbrook northbound at Sunrise Highway, right on that ramp. It's some ongoing construction. Traffic is moving slowly this morning as you take a spin over to the Bronx River Parkway south of 177th with a collision westbound side of the Bruckner Busy right into White Plains Road. It's still pretty busy on the southbound Harlem River Drive through the 120s. And over on the Van Wyck, you're moving slowly southbound right by Kew Gardens. We're getting reports of a collision there. Inbound GWB 10, Lincoln 15, Holland 25. Over on 280 West, right by exit 4 in Roseland, it's a collision being cleared. And watch for some pockets of volume on 287 South by exit 8 into Piscataway. It's a car fire in the process of being cleared. Still seeing some delays, 684 southbound in Golden's Bridge with a collision. Partly cloudy today, high in the mid-60s. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio telling you about Calamine & Company Real Estate. Thank you, Debbie. You can get a free consultation. Louis Calamine is the guy. I had a great chat with Louis about house moving, not moving. The kids don't want to move, by the way. You know, they said, Dad, we like the house. I'm going, I'd like to be a little closer to New York. You know, look, I'm telling you, the market is so explosive now. You can buy, you could sell. What is your real estate value of your home? By the way, if you have an estate-owned property, you know, Calamine & Company specializes in selling estate-owned property. Properties that I keep telling you that are hired regularly by attorneys, executives, administrators, and surrogates court. But right now, you could call Lewis and his team at Calamine & Company at 718-998-1100. 718-998-1100. That's an old school. That's all I'm saying. You don't want to look online. You don't want to do, I'm telling you, you get old school values with cutting edge technology from Calamine & Company Real Estate. And you know how I know? Because they have a 100% success rate, an unprecedented 100% success rate. You go to Calamine.com, you will find no failed listings at Calamine & Company. Nobody else can make that claim. They've also earned perfect ratings and reviews across the board. We invite you to go to Calamine.com. Read Calamine & Company's incredible testimonials for yourself. All right? And you know they're in Brooklyn and Queens and Staten Island and Manhattan, and they're coming to Jersey. But right now, you can get a free consultation if you call 718-998-1100. 718-998-1100. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
Guess which wireless carrier now has stronger expanded coverage? Patriot Mobile. Not only that, but they're committed to support conservative values instead of the companies that don't, like Planned Parenthood and other liberal causes. Right now, they're offering new expanded coverage choices that blanket America. Yes, it's true, and here's more reasons to switch. They're the only Christian conservative wireless service provider in America, now rated number one in customer satisfaction of all wireless companies. And when you talk to their U.S.-based customer service team, you get real answers. Again, new expanded coverage on dependable nationwide 4G LTE networks. Switch and support today with every call. Sanctity of life, discounts for first responders and veterans, support for the First and Second Amendment. Call 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/GORKA. That's 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Patriot Mobile, the country's only Christian conservative wireless provider.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Rhino Shield. Rhino Shield, oh, let me, you know what? Your home is your biggest investment, and now so many homes have become your business as well, your office as well, right? Let's decide that this year is the last time you'll ever have to paint your house again. Will you please talk to my friend Susan at Rhino Shield to find out about this unique process? Talk about real estate. My real estate value has skyrocketed since I Rhino Shielded my home. It really has. Rhino Shield is a coating, looks like paint, but it seals and waterproofs your house or building and bonds completely to wood, to brick, to stucco, aluminum, vinyl, or block. Rhino Shield comes in any color you want, has insulating and soundproofing qualities, right? It's guaranteed never to crack, chip, peel, or mold for 25 years. 25 years! One person will visit your home, walk the outside, take the measurements. You will be emailed an estimate. It's so easy. And that team that comes out, I'm telling you, it's like military precision when they take care of the house. And I'm telling you, you don't have to worry about your house for 25 years. I'm always indebted to Susan for doing such a great job with my home, with Rhino Shielding my home. And now she's offering you no payments. Now Susan is offering you no interest financing for an entire year. Call for a free estimate today, please. 877-744-6608. Call Susan, standing by, 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield, it's not paint.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
Joe on the radio, 925. Tom Holman is a former acting director of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. That is the man. He headed ICE. He knows what he's talking about. He is in demand and on TV most of the day. He takes time to join us because he knows how involved you are with protecting this great country. And Mr. Holman, we appreciate with respect that you join us, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, Tom, tell us now that we were laughing about it. I don't want to joke about it. They're buying ads on Honduras television. Don't come to America. I mean, this is what we've come to. That's true what we're hearing, Tom.
Yeah, they're trying to advertise down in Central America. Now is not time to come. But, however, their action speaks louder than words, right? So when thousands of them are being released in the United States, you know, they're calling their friends or families and relatives, hey, man, you know, I was detained less than a day and I've been released. And it keeps getting worse because now they're being released with no court date. Matter of fact, the other day, one night, they released 400 from Rio Grande Valley on what they call prosecutorial discretion, which means they fill out a piece of paper on, they let them go. There's no follow-up with the courts, no follow-up with ICE. They're just released into the United States with no further government action. When that word gets out, you know, Central America, the numbers just going to continue to increase. The Biden administration's action speaks much louder than the words, and people are watching to see what's happening.
Yeah, you know what's really upsetting to taxpayers, Tom Holman, is that the intricacies of trying to get to Guatemala and Honduras and Mexico, just leave it the way it was. Just undo. He went in. Joe Biden goes in and undoes everything that Donald Trump fixed. He fixed it. You would think you would have the humility to say, you know what, I made a mistake. I better go back to the way it was. But once you undo it, it's like a floodgate, Tom Holman, correct?
Yeah, it's going to take a while for them to gain control, even if they go back to Trump's policies. Now they are talking about they got agreements with Guatemala, Honduras, and Mexico to militarize their border to help stem the flow, which is a page out of the Trump handbook. And look, we all know how I feel about President Trump. I love the guy, and I think Biden is ruining this country. However, if he's willing to, you know, turn on these Trump, you know, programs back on, you got to give some credit for that. But we'll see how they do. Like right now, the plan is that the most recent plans are going to send money down to Central America and pay these people not to come. It's just incredible because of two things. Number one, the people are going to take that money and hire an alien smuggler to get to the United States. Now it doesn't cost them anything. So the people who couldn't afford an alien smuggler now can. The second thing is they're claiming these are all asylum seekers, right? That they're escaping fear and persecution from their home government.
Yeah.
But by the government sending them money, the United States government's admitting they're really not asylum seekers. They're economic migrants wanting them to get a job, which doesn't qualify for asylum, which begs to differ. Then why are you releasing thousands a day from the border saying they're asylum seekers when you know they're not? I mean, they're not even giving asylum interviews, Joe. When they come across the border, when you don't normally have so someone wants to claim asylum, they get an interview by an asylum officer, and they determine, okay, does he have a prima facie case or not? Then they release them if they do. And when they get to court, the threshold is much higher, and 90% lose. They're not even doing asylum interviews on the border. They're processing, taking it for granted they're asylum seekers, and releasing the United States. this administration is not only ignoring the law, they're violating the law.
You know, I don't mean to be dramatic, but, you know, as they're coming over, not being tested, not even having their temperature taken, not being lectured as we are every day by Dr. Fauci, I wonder if there's like an uptick in the viruses. I mean, is it too dramatic to say that maybe it came from people coming over who are in America already, Tom?
Well, we already know that this administration has released hundreds of migrants that tested positive. They tested positive, and they put them on a bus, and now they're in the interior of the United States. And it's just not that, Joe. It's not the 172,000 that they encountered last month. We're talking at least 35,000 to 40,000 a month that they're not catching. They're so tied up in the family units. Like when I was down there, within 20 minutes, these border agents had about 180 in custody. And there's about 10 border patrol agents there to handle the crowd. And I talked to one of the border patrol agents and said, okay, so where's your nearest border patrol agent right now? Because you brought all these people in for this group because probably 4 or 5 miles down the line, which means 4 or 5 miles of borders is unguarded. So the border patrol has sensors. They have drones. They have, you know, they have a lot of capabilities. If they miss a lot of sensor traffic and a lot of camera traffic, a lot of drone traffic, they can't respond to because they're tied up with the family units. Border Patrol's always said 40% of their workforce is no longer on the line. That's when these cartels move people that don't want to be caught. That's where they move the drugs. So with 1,000 gotaways a day, Border Patrol says at least 1,000 a day to 1,500 a day get away. How many of them have COVID? How many of them are carrying fentanyl to poison America? Look, during the last family surge in 19, what happened? 64,000 Americans died of fentanyl overdose that came across that border because cartels take advantage of the crisis and move their drugs through.
It's amazing the stats that we're talking to Tom Holman. He is a real hero when it comes to keeping that border safe. And now it's just an absolute mess under the Biden administration. Is it true that Joe Biden now is thinking about rebuilding the wall and continuing the wall? I mean, we're hearing that. Is that true, Tom Holman?
Well, there's some discussion not building the wall. He certainly is not going to build the wall further, but there are gaps. There are some gaps in the wall, but when he became president, he just stopped all construction. There's gaps less than a quarter mile that these groups are surging through, which it brings another good point, right? The walls work. Where all these groups coming through? Where there isn't a wall. Yeah. So they want to close these small gaps, and they're talking about doing that. I won't hold my breath. Because Joe Biden's still holding, I think the progressive left still controls him. We'll see if they actually do it. But if they fill the gaps, you're talking about a quarter mile here and a quarter mile there. You know, they have no intention of finishing the wall that President Trump started. Yeah. That, you know, even with the data shows, walls work. Illegal immigration drops when there's a wall. Illegal drug flow drops when there's a wall. Less people die when there's a wall. So walls work, but we'll see what happens. They're talking about filling the gaps. I'll believe when I see it.
Yeah. I said maybe they should put President Trump in those commercials down there. That would stop everybody, I think. But, you know, reach out to the president to do it. Hey, but Tom, on a serious note, tell us before we let you go, sir, I just because I want to just on the radio, you could just create the scene when you run into somebody and these poor immigrants, they're victims. They are victims. And I am just shocked. Tom Holman, you're a tough guy and you want to protect this country. And I love that. I'm shocked at the insensitivity of the Biden administration, of Kamala Harris, the insensitivity of someone not going to President Biden and going, hey, you can't let these poor kids, because what you have seen, some of us and most of us, Tom Holman, don't even realize that what these poor migrants have to go through, correct?
Yeah, and Joe, that's why I get emotional. People say, why do you get so mad on TV and when testifying in front of Congress? Because I've seen a lot of terrible things in my 34 years.
Yes, sir.
I've held dying children. I stood in back of tractor trailer and 19 dead migrants with a 5-year-old that suffocated to death in the back of tractor trailer. I've seen the anguish. Just 2 weeks ago, I was down in Rio Grande Valley, and you know, there's a group of 180. And what the only humanity I see on that border is our border patrol agents, because there's a little 7-year-old girl, about 7 years old. She was by herself, scared to death, crying. Just you can just tell she was just terrorized, right? So I saw this big, burly border patrol agent, just about big as I am, get down on his knees. He talked to her softly in Spanish, almost like a father would talk to a child. I speak Spanish, so I listen to what he's saying. And within a couple minutes, that little girl cracked a smile and gave him a hug. Let me tell you something. And I'm sick and tired of the people who want to vilify the border patrol agent. The commander-in-chief, the president of the United States, during his speech said, you know, border relations would watch children die of starvation on a real grand riverbanks and just watch and did nothing about it. What an insult to the men and women of Border Patrol that have saved over 4,000 migrant lives. They pulled them by the river, found them abandoned in the desert, saved lives. And when I saw that act of kindness that board today, I got a whole new respect. I wore that green uniform. I love every man and woman that wear that uniform, put their lives on the line. These are true patriots. There is these policies of the Biden administration are not humane at all. People are suffering. When you open the floodgates and promise them to come, they'll be released and get to live here, the most vulnerable of them put themselves in the arms of criminal cartels. 31% of women get raped making that journey. Children are dying. So let's put an end to this. Let's get back to the Trump's policies. Because you can hate Trump or love Trump. I don't really care. But you got to admit one thing. When he had immigration at its lowest historic level, how many women didn't get raped? How many children didn't die? How many millions of dollars did the cartels not make? So that's just a fact.
Tom Holman, I tell you, you are such a true patriot, and you're a hero, my friend. God bless you and Godspeed, and we love having you on the air with us. Keep the fight, and Tom, you got our back, and we got yours, Tom Holman. Thank you so much for all that you're doing, sir.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Tom Holman right there, in a nutshell, that's it. I don't understand the lack of humanity. That's the lack of humanity on behalf of Joe Biden himself, of Kamala Harris. Everything is of color, of color, of color. These are kids of color. These are women of color. They're being abused by their own folks who are running them like they're just cattle into America. Where's Joe Biden's humanity? Where's Kamala Harris's humanity? Ah, so frustrating. 9:36, Joe on the radio. Al is the headline news right now on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
48 degrees at 9:36. I'm Al Gattula with local news first. Here's what's going on. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer calling for mental health funding from the recent COVID-19 relief bill to be released immediately. The New York Democrats said Sunday unlocking the $5 billion in funds will help New Yorkers in crisis, while pointing out the current mental health situation is likely three times as large as it was prior to the pandemic. A recent study revealed that restrictions put in place to try and contain the spread of the illness caused many people to suffer increased anxiety and depression. New York is projected to get about 10% of the federal funds, which would then be distributed to mental health providers. Egyptian archaeologists are celebrating the discovery of a 3,000-year-old lost golden city. The site, uncovered in the desert near Luxor, and dates back to the reign of Amenhotep III. Jewelry, scarab beetle amulets, and bricks bearing the seal of the great pharaoh were also unearthed. Egypt's Council of Antiquities called to find the largest ancient city ever uncovered from underneath the desert sands. The team began excavation last fall, about 300 miles south of Cairo. In sports, Yankees over the Blue Jays 3-1. Mets and Phillies postponed by rain. It'll be made up as part of a single admission doubleheader today at Citi Field. First game is at 4:10. The nightcap will be 30 minutes after the first game ends. Both games will be 7 innings long. The Knicks, they knocked off the Lakers 111-96. Nets and Timberwolves were postponed in Minnesota. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Busy Cross Bronx westbound Castle Hill Ave into the outbound GWB. Outbound GWB upper and lower construction going on till 2:30 this afternoon. It's kind of busy as you take rides at the eastbound Bruckner getting up toward the Sheridan with construction. Bronx River Parkway south at 177th. That's an accident. Taking rides at Montauk Highway eastbound at Wellwood Ave in Lindenhurst. Fire department activity. Meadowbrook northbound. The ramp to Sunrise Highway eastbound. Watch for some ongoing construction there. Traffic is still moving a little bit slowly for you. Inbound side of the GWB about 20 minutes in. Lincoln's okay. Holland about 10 minutes in from both approaches. 15 northbound in Lafayette construction. And taking a ride to 287 southbound by exit 8 in Piscataway. It's a car fire in the process of being cleared. Partly cloudy today. High in the mid-60s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dell Small Business. When you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor, they're focused on you. Ready to offer tailored solutions powered by Intel vPro platform to keep your small business ready for what's next. Call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Joe on the radio telling you about Connors and Sullivan. Connors and Sullivan, get your free comprehensive telephone consultation. See how Mike Connors and Connors and Sullivan can help you protect your family, your assets, your legacy. Have all your questions answered from the security of your own home during these crazy times. You know, the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all. Mike always says that. Now is not the time to put it off. Do what I did, even with all my, you know, my crazy Meshuggah life, for crying out loud. You need a will. You need a trust. You need power of attorney, right? Healthcare proxy, living will, estate plan. You don't even think about it. You don't like to think about it. I understand it. Mike can clear it all up for you the way he did for me, all right? Call Connors and Sullivan today to schedule a free telephone consultation with Mr. Connors himself, 718-238-6500. This is a free, comprehensive telephone consultation with Mike, 718-238-6500, or visit, please, ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Folks, there's one man that every mover and shaker goes to for advice on running your government and their businesses. And we have him right here for you. We're proud to bring you the Catman, John Catsimatidis, every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Catch him if you can on AM 970, The Answer.
Have you heard? Rodents are taking over. According to various news articles, recent COVID-19-related disruptions have caused abnormal behavior in rodents, making them become more aggressive. Don't let your home or business be invaded with a disease-carrying rodent infestation. Keep them away with Plug-In Pest Free. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free. Using the active wiring in your home or business, Plug-In Pest Free goes to work, keeping rodents and pests away the more humane way without using toxic poisons or other harsh pesticides. Just plug it in. It's that simple. Now that's fair dinkum. Stop the infestation and order yours today at gopestfree.com and receive a free hand sanitizer pen with every order using promo code INK. That's gopestfree.com, promo code INK. GoPestFree.com, promo code INK. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Relief Factor. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, got it all. Check all of the above. Thank you. Even general muscle aches and pain, then Relief Factor is the cure you're looking for. I keep telling you about these different folks around the country, by the thousands, by the way. They're all taking 100% drug-free Relief Factor, and they do it with the three-week quick start. At your house in a couple days, you go to ReliefFactor.com. You call 800-500-8384 for only $19.95. You will see if we can get you out of pain. Do I have to tell you more than that? I'm telling you, I love you. You know, I love you, and I love you listening. And I know you're feeling a little bit here and there, you know, the crazy. I'll tell you what, I don't know what I would do without Relief Factor. ReliefFactor.com from Pete and Seth Talbot. They care about you. They're on a mission to help as many people as they can to get out of pain. How do you see if you're out of pain? How do you see if Relief Factor works? Do what I did. You get the three-week quick start. It's only $19.95. For me, it worked, and boom, 5 days, just like that. The pain dissipated, and I said, whoa. I cannot believe this really works like they say it works. Try it. I'm telling you, you owe it to yourself to try it. It's 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Say goodbye to pain, hello to relief with Relief Factor, and do it today. ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
Hey, it's a show on the radio. Lee Mandel is a CEO of School Safety Grant. Now, we found out about School Safety Grant from our friend Andrew Pollack. We had a great chat with Andrew. He's a dear friend and a great guy. Lee, thanks for all that you're doing, man. This is great, and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Joe. Really appreciate it.
Well, so thank you, man. You're right. This is great what you're doing. We wanted to get the word out. So, Lee, this shooting in the Austin East Magnet High School yesterday, tell us about that, what we know about that, and how School Safety Grant gets involved, sir.
Well, these shootings are happening more and more. Everyone's been cooped up for so long with COVID,
yeah,
and
yeah,
we're hearing
exactly
about this week after week. It's getting crazy. And, you know, our whole concept that Andy created was how can we get first responders tools that they need to respond quickly and efficiently to obviously stop these shootings from happening. So Andy created schoolsafetygrant.org, a grant application that law enforcement applies for, our friends in law enforcement, as well as the schools, to give the cops live access to the cameras, the floor plans, opening the doors. And, you know, in any shooting situation, seconds matter. We always say seconds save lives. And this tool puts those seconds back in first responders' hands.
Wow. So tell us exactly how it would happen. I want to talk about the mental health issues, but how it would happen. So, when you hear Andy talk about, you hear Andrew Pollack talk about Lee, what happened with Meadow, it was just, it was just seconds. And so how was that prevented? Communication-wise, I guess, right?
Yeah, so when we actually have an active shooter situation, everyone's dialing 911, people are hitting panic buttons, we have all these great tools, but now the cops have to ascertain what's going on, and they have to do it like immediately, because we have only a few seconds to do this. So before the cops even arrive at the scene, they're able to live log into the cameras, look at the floor plans, and they're able to help their own task force arrive at the scene efficiently, guide them to the building, and when they get there and they can't get in, they can release the door remotely, and they can guide the cops in the building, because they already have eyes on the scene, right, from the 911 center.
Yeah.
So they can literally find the shooter, locate the shooter, and guide them. But one of the features Andy came up with after Meadow was murdered was, how can we communicate with the shooter? Because 99% of the time, these shooters kill themselves or leave when they know the cops are in the building. So before the cops are even there, we can have the cops get on the microphone from their 911 center and speak to the shooter or speak to the students, securing them in their classrooms, so that when they arrive, the guy's either gone, he kills himself, or they can locate him efficiently.
Well, it seems like nothing's easy, but it seems like a logical fix that can be done in every single school. Yes?
It's logical, and Andy made it where it's free. I mean, he put a grant together. The process is so simple. He doesn't want what happened to Meadow to happen to any other children, and he's a great guy and really putting all his effort into this.
Yeah, it is great. Tell us about the mental health services, how critical that is for students in preventing them to become school shooters themselves, Lee.
I think that's the number one thing, and we've seen that even more so after what happened in this past year. Like I said, you have these kids cooped up, they're playing these video games, they're thinking about things going on. You know, we need to get them the help they need, because that is going to be the number one way to prevent these incidents from happening. You know, we don't want to ever have to use the school safety grant system, because we want to prevent these things from happening. And I think providing the necessary mental health, that's going to be the number one way.
Yeah, now they want to defund police. You know, they're restricting the police. I mean, how much worse would that situation have been in Tennessee had the police not been there, correct?
Well, look at it. What happened. If the police were not there, this would have continued going. The police were able to find the shooter, kill the shooter, you know, use a gun to get the shooter out, you know, and that's what we need more of. We need to give the cops, we need to empower them, and we need to give them the tools they need to succeed.
Yeah, so where can we find you? We're talking to Lee Mandel, CEO of School Safety Grant, from my buddy Andrew Pollack. Where can we find you? How can we donate? What's the next step so we can let every single school, have this great, great program, Lee?
Very simple. Any school can go on www.schoolsafetygrant.org, one word, and they can fill out an application, whether they're private school, public school, mass gathering, law enforcement. Andy personally reviews every application. His committee meets once a month, and they award these grants for this great technology.
Glad I got to get them to my kids' schools. You're right, because anywhere, it could happen anywhere, Lee Mandel. Lee, before I let you go, where are you from, Lee?
I'm from New York and also from Florida, back and forth.
Yeah, back and forth. You're staying in Florida, aren't you, Lee? Everybody's going to Florida, man. They're all leaving New York, I tell you. Huh?
I'm here right now, but we'll be back soon.
All right. And Lee, listen, I tell you, this is so vital. We are so proud to bring it to the airwaves. We love Andrew and all that he went through, and he's making a difference in the name of Meadows. So, Lee Mandel, thank you for all that you're doing for the children at schools across America, sir.
Thanks, Joe. Stay safe.
Yes, sir. You too. Lee Mendel. It's a school safety grant. Please check it out. I am school safety grant. Hey, Joe on the radio. It's been a crazy, crazy morning. And again, I have to be, I know we got a break for traffic, but you know, as we go into Mike Gallagher, I want to just say, if I may, to just, we got this. I'm telling you, we got, there are solutions to all this. You hear on this show, we try to bring to you just common sense. And we talk to heroes. We talk to heroines. We talk to people who really care about the country and are really trying to make a difference. Like what Andrew Pollock is doing with Mr. Mendel and Ray Kelly and Tom Holman. Did you hear the heart of this tough guy? You know how tough Tom Holman is? Would you mess with that guy or Ray Kelly? You know what I'm saying? But they get it. They understand it. And they're just trying to make this country better. And we could step up. And we got to bypass, forgive me, but the cowards in Washington, D.C., the cowards who are causing all these problems. And so help me God, we're going to get there sooner than later. That's what the fight's about, these 4 hours on this radio station, on this radio show every single morning. But we can't do it without you, you know. So we got your back, and thanks for having ours. Piscopo on AM 970, The Answer. Debbie Duhame is out there on the roads checking out traffic for you on AM 970, TheAnswer.com.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. Ben Shapiro doesn't get wrapped up in what others think.
So Joe trotted out there, or hobbled out there, and proceeded to explain that gun violence in the United States is an international embarrassment. I do love it when presidents of the United States talk about how the United States is an international embarrassment. I don't care what the Europeans think of us. After hundreds of years of internecine warfare and then us saving their ass from the Soviets, I really could not care less what the French think of our gun laws. The French can stick it.
The Ben Shapiro Show, weeknights at 5 and 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Attention AM 970 fans, join us in Atlantic City to support our local community April 25th through 28th. It's the 6th annual 21st Century Drug and Violence Prevention Training Conference put on by LEAD, Law Enforcement Against Drugs. They're committed to reinforcing the mutual respect, goodwill, and relations between law enforcement and their communities. Sign up at leaddrugs.org now. That's LEADRUGS.ORG. Sign up for the 6th annual LEAD Conference today.
My name is Namrata Singh Gujral. I am a filmmaker and an immigrant. My film, America's Forgotten, uncovers the unintended consequences of a broken immigration system.
The 7-year-old girl died in the desert.
This child came from the country of India.
I'm living in the child. I can go to the police.
I never expected this journey would lead me to a truth that I never intended to find.
A great pillar of the community was killed by a man who had been deported at least twice.
The public would be outraged if they knew the truth.
I found how much Americans are being lied to regarding our immigration policies at the border. My friends, my industry, even my family, all rallied against the final message of this film. All credits had to be hidden for fear of retribution. If you care about the future of America, you should watch America's Forgotten.
Use promo code WNYM for additional savings.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Though our day began with a little rain in places, clouds will break for some sunshine today with an afternoon high of 62. Partly cloudy tonight, low 49. Tomorrow, some sun followed by clouds and mild. There could be a shower in spots later in the day, high 65. For Thursday, cloudy, breezy, and much cooler with periods of rain, high only 53. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. So you're going through a divorce. Don't worry about it, please. I know. Trust me. I'm the guy. I'm your guy. And I want to tell you about Tanya Helfand.
Thank you.
Because she is a certified matrimonial attorney in Jersey with 29 years of experience, also licensed in New York. I've been through it all, you know, and it just happened. You don't mean it to happen, but Tanya handles custody and alimony, the complex financial issues that the courts just plain don't understand. You need somebody to watch your back in that regard. Helfand and Associates, they have your back. They settle 99% of the cases. And trust me, that's what all I ever want to do is settle, you know. Oh, you can't settle? We're not settling. The other side. They want to inflame it. Other lawyers just want to keep going so they could jack their fees up. Not with Helfand and Associates. When they settle 99% of the cases, that's a great sign, but they are prepared to go to trial and fight for you. They got your back. Offices are in Whippany, Paramus, and of counsel in New York City. Helfand and Associates has your back. Here is the number for a free 30-minute consultation, 973-428-0800, 973-428-0800. 800-800. That's a free 30-minute consultation, or email Tanya at TanyaHelpFan.com. It's H-E-L-F-A-N-D, TanyaHelpFan.com. Divorce is not the end of a family. It's the beginning of a new, hopefully happier life.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Hello, my name's Bill. I'm from Arkansas. If you're watching and you're in Honduras, you're in Guatemala, or you're in Mexico, please don't come to America. We have no room for you anymore. We love you. We'll send money to you. We'll do, excuse me, let me just snort some of this. Okay, now, back to what I was talking about.
That's the spot. Man. That's the spot.
Somebody got to do it.
SNL, hey, give me another old Milwaukee. All right, listen. You thinking about coming to America?
I tell you, if Joe Biden any guts, well, he didn't know what he's doing, but if somebody, whoever is handling Biden, they had any guts, they would put Donald Trump on a TV ad down there. Man. Look, it's done.
We know
done,
you want to get done. Here. It's huge. You got to stay there.
What a mess.
Try the meatloaf. It's great.
What's the meatloaf?
No, because isn't Trump's thing he loves meatloaf?
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, man. And I feel for these people. I'm telling you, what upsets me is that when Donald Trump was trying to tighten the border up, is that it wasn't just one story. It wasn't just the headline. Every mention on every news outlet that was along the lines of the Regressive Socialist Party, you know, and Beijing, they were all in it together. Every second about the border. Does anybody remember that? Is that me? Is it only me? Every second, every story. It was the impeachment, and then it was about the border. It was like it just didn't stop. Now they don't even mention it. The pictures, the devastating pictures. And I'm telling you, that was one of the best interviews we've had, Tom Homan, on. You hear in his heart, this is a tough guy. You know how hot and dusty and rough it is down there in the border? And Biden and Kamala, they're so full of it. They're so hypocritical. They're so phony. Why did you vote for Donald Trump? Well, you're looking at it today. That's all I'm saying. 956. Is Joe alive? Is Joe Sebelius alive? Is he right? You're doing it right. You sound good.
Just
you
lonely. It's just me and Tony the Tiger on my Frosted Flakes box.
How much longer do you have to quarantine?
Are you reading
Joe?
The box?
Another 3,245 days.
I can see Joe sitting there staring at the box. Somebody come to me. I've read the ingredients about 15.
They're not talking to me. They're not talking to me.
No, Tony. You're great.
He's got imaginary friends in his apartment in Brooklyn. Oh, poor Joe.
Where's Toucan Sam?
Off my rocker.
Have you seen this?
Well, I am the Lucky Charms leprechaun. So,
Have you seen this new thing in the stores? I went food shopping the other day with my wife. They have these enormous bags of sugar. They have Fruit Loops, Frosted Flakes. Speaking of Tony the Tiger,
I've seen
and Corn
things.
Pops
to
give to your kids. Yeah, nothing says, let's keep the kids up until 2 in the morning, like giving them a bowl of sugar. What is the matter?
I know.
A bag of chips is not fine anymore? I mean, come on.
I know. You don't realize the amount of sugar in those cereals.
Oh,
like
I know.
That.
Well, I'm looking down at it. I'm fat. What do you think? Why do you think I am?
You go shopping with your wife? That's so funny.
Yeah. We're going to shop for other people in the house.
Do you shop? Do you shop? Do you go, I need this, we need this?
The guy who gets all the groceries. If I left it up to my wife, she'd still be staring at aisle 5.
No!
Food? Oh, I don't know what to get.
Al, thank you. Joey, great show, by the way.
Thank you, man.
A wonderful show and a vital show this morning. We
thank
appreciate
you,
it very much. And Al, thank you, man. You sounded
thank you.
Good. You held up right the
I know. My stupidity only came in the last 3 minutes. It's great.
It's all right. We love it. And Debbie, thank you very much. Hey, don't forget Mike Gallagher coming up at 10:05. He's a warrior in pain, still going on the air. We love it. And we wish Mike all the very best, certainly. Thank you for listening. Thanks for being the great person that you are. You know what? God bless you. God bless your family. God bless America. Make it a great day. You deserve
news,
it.
News. Opinion.